Welcome to the Martial Arts Business Podcast, helping martial arts club owners grow, develop, and scale their schools with marketing, retention, systems, staff, branding, social media, and much more, giving you the tools and skills to become a black belt in business. Here's your host, 3 times world martial arts champion, award-winning school owner, successful business coach, and number one best-selling author, Gordon Burcham.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Martial Arts Business Podcast with Gordon Burcham here. And I'm going to say one thing. OMG, oh my God, stop fucking worrying about other people. Here's what I want to share with you guys. Like, the martial arts industry, and I was in this segment for a long time, by the way, worried about the martial arts school owner down the road. Here's the challenge we have right now. I am seeing this a lot. I've had some crazy things that I'll share with you on this podcast here as well. But what I want to share with you, and this is really important, is stop fucking worrying about other people. Stop worrying about John down the road who's opened up a new martial arts school, full-time facility. It does not affect you. And here's the reason why. Because we don't have enough martial arts schools to serve all the population. You know what's wonderful about martial arts business? Every single human being, okay, up to the age of 70 plus, okay, if you run the right martial arts system, right, can and will benefit from your martial arts school. How cool is that? It's such a vast proportion of your community will benefit from martial arts. And here's the great news. If there's 100,000 people in your local area, which there probably is, or roughly, you can't serve 100,000 people. And even if you had 10 martial arts schools, you still can't serve them all. And this is what I love about our industry. There is not enough martial arts schools in our area. So when something pops up in your area, stop bloody worrying. I've had people, honestly, we've opened up in an area. We don't look at anybody else. We're just doing our thing. We've had hates from martial artists on the post. Don't go here. Put in their link to their martial arts school, to their website, saying that it's a con and all this bullshit, right? Getting involved in absolute dross, apparently being martial artists and not practicing the code. Like, absolutely no respect, no dignity, no integrity, etc. And doing stuff like that because of fear. And I feel sorry for them people. I absolutely do. Because the reality is this, guys, it's fear of loss. And you don't need to fear losing anything. You're winning. And that martial arts school is probably brilliant. I love it. Congratulations. Keep growing and growing. There is enough for us all. And if our industry could get out of our own fucking way and work together and stop worrying about martial arts schools opening up and thinking that you own the territory, you own the land, okay, you don't own the land, you don't own that area, there is enough for us all, and then you can be in more abundance. And when you live in abundance, you attract more to you rather than this fear thought process. It's not good. So I really want to share that. It's a really important podcast. It's short and it's sharp. But here's the thing. Stop fucking worrying about other people. Stop focusing on what other people are doing. Stop talking about the other martial arts school who's just opened up, or they do this and they do that. Put all your energy into your wonderful school, into your students, into your people, into your marketing, into your branding, into your sales process, and start to be the best version of you. You know, you are the best martial arts school in your area, i.e., and for instance, let me give you an example. Everyone's the best martial arts school in their area. I am the best fucking G-Force martial arts school in the area because I'm the only G-Force martial arts school in the area. Does that make sense? We're not the best martial arts school. We're the best G-Force martial arts school on the planet. That's what we are. And that's where we need to sit, guys. Stop worrying about other people. And the reason I'm passionate about this is because I used to be that person, and I've gone through that. I've gone through that, and I want to share that with you because you can and you should, and it's a must. Because once you do that and focus on what you're doing and how you can help your local community and not worry about other people, and if more martial arts schools did the same thing, the industry would be a much better place. So I really want to share that with you. Focus on you. Focus on what you're great at. Focus on being amazing, which you are. Focus on being the best XYZ martial arts school in the area. And let's learn, grow and evolve together.
Thanks for listening to the Martial Arts Business Podcast. You can follow Gordon personally on Facebook at Black Belt in Business. Also, join our free Facebook group, Martial Arts Business Mastery Community, for some great advice, tips, and support on building your martial arts empire. Keep learning, developing, and growing, and you will become a black belt in business.